You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is, when trouble will not leave you alone. My scripture comes from Acts 14, 1 through 7, which states, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Gentiles, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and Paul held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Laconia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. My text comes from Acts 14, 19 and 20, which states, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, took him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. What do you do when trouble will not leave you alone? Trouble does not always give you a chance to recuperate. Sometimes trouble piles on top of trouble. When these times come, we must learn to pray and trust God. We need people who will pray for us when we are confused by the multitude of trouble. We need to pray for our political leaders. There's a great moral decline. We are spending time trying to replace God and prayer. Demonic spirits can be displayed, and anything that reminds us of Christ has to be removed. Christians are the hope of the world, and yet sometimes Christians get frustrated when trouble will not leave them alone. I am convinced that God knows what we ought to do when trouble will not leave us alone. The Bible is full of examples of what to do when trouble will not leave us alone. Jacob saw trouble all around him. His past caught up with him. He was tired of doing wrong. He wanted to go home. His brother threatened to kill him. He was on bad terms with his father-in-law. Jacob could not buy his way out of trouble. His only hope was to connect to heaven. God blessed him. Job had a series of trouble. He went to God. God blessed him. Elijah tried to escape from Jezebel and ran in a cave. He talked to God, and God told him to get out of the cave. David found himself in trouble, and his friends wanted to stone him to death. The Bible says David strengthened himself in the Lord. Jeremiah faced so much trouble until he wanted to stop preaching. But when he was about to quit, he discovered the Holy Spirit was like fire shut up in his bones. Jesus found himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. His friends went to sleep. He went to God. God gave him the strength to face the Roman soldiers and cavalry. In our text, Paul and Barnabas had been preaching in Antioch and Iconium. The apostle spake so plainly and with such evidence and proof of the Spirit and with such power, so warmly and with such concern for the souls of men that those who heard them could not but say God was with them of a truth. A great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Gentiles, believed. Yet the success was not to be because of the manner of their preaching, but to the Spirit of God, who used that means. Perseverance in doing good amidst dangers and hardships is a blessed evidence of grace. Wherever God's servants are driven, they should seek to declare the truth. When they went on in Christ's name and strength, he gave testimony to the word of his grace. He has assured us it is the word of God, and that we may put our souls upon it. The Gentiles and Jews were against one another, yet they united against Christians. In the churches, if the church's enemies join to destroy it, shall not its friends unite for its preservation? God is a shelter for his people in a storm. He is and will be their hiding place. In times of persecution, believers may see cause to quit a location, though they do not quit their master's work. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and caused them to hate Paul and Barnabas. They had to leave the city and fled to Lystra and Derbe. Lystra was populated mainly by Gentiles and had no synagogue. The ministry of Paul and Barnabas there centered around the healing of a lame man and the attempt of the people to worship them. The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. The crowd's acclamation was based on a local myth that the gods Hermes and Zeus had once visited their region in human form. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Hearing aids may reduce your risk of dementia by half, study says, by Madeline Holcomby, CNN. For people facing a greater threat of cognitive decline, getting hearing aids could cut your risk in half, according to a new study. Cognitive decline is a reduction in abilities that can range from mild impairment to dementia, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And dementia is a big problem across the globe. As everyone lives longer, the number of people with dementia over time are going up, said co-principal investigator of the study, Dr. Frank Lynn, professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and the Bloomberg School of Public Health. Over the past decade, research has established that hearing loss is one of the biggest risk factors for developing dementia. But it wasn't clear whether intervening with hearing aids would reduce the risk, he added. But the study published Tuesday in The Lancet was the first randomized controlled study to investigate this question, Lynn said. In the total group, hearing aids did not appear to reduce cognitive decline, the study said. But when researchers looked at just the older group that was at higher risk, they found a significant reduction in cognitive decline, Lynn said. That was very impressive to see that in the unhealthy individuals, they were able to slow the rate of cognitive decline by 48%, says Dr. Thomas Holland, physician scientist at the Rush University for Health Aging. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Blessed Assurance. Our feelings and emotions are important. However, sometimes our feelings don't align with God's truth. In those cases, you have to remember that you are not saved by your feelings. You are saved by Christ. Feelings come and go, but Christ remains forever. The enemy will attempt to arouse your feelings and make things complicated, but it's actually very simple. Satan is incapable of telling the truth, and God is unable to lie. In times of doubt, examine the facts of what God says on the matter. The fact that Jesus died for your sins and rose again. The fact that if you have committed your life to him, he has promised to forgive you and save you. In 1 John 5:11, it is written that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. That is God's promise to you, and he cannot lie. Your feelings will lie to you, and Satan may even use them to convince you that God has abandoned you or that you have lost your salvation. But remember, there is no truth in Satan. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. However, it is great to know that our faith is based on God's truth and not our feelings. One of my favorite hymns is Blessed Assurance. The lyrics for the first two verses say, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love." At this point, some of you may be thinking, I don't really feel assured and lost in his love. You may sense that you don't have a close relationship with God. You probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how it works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you respond to his call? Will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive him into your life? Remember, God gave his son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he arose that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Pray, trust, and obey his word. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you. And when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Take me down to the deeper waters. Heart.